This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you are about to get into your car. You're about to head to the airport. If you are traveling the day before Thanksgiving, it's going to be one of the busiest. Coming back, there's a little debate. Some people think the Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend is the busiest time to return as opposed to Sunday. I would think it would be Sunday, but I've seen some outlets say Saturday because people are like, oh, I'm definitely not going on Sunday. So I'm going to leave Saturday, and I'm going to be smarter than the average person, and I'm going to have a heads up, and no. And then they end up, well, oh, you're traveling too? Yeah, the secret's out. You know, it's interesting. Nevada, we have Nevada Day, which we celebrate on the 31st, and I think now they've made it a holiday where you can make it a three-day weekend. So a bunch of people in Nevada go to Disneyland because they think, well, it's a Nevada Day, and we have the day off. There's not going to be other Californians or anybody else there. Well, yeah. Well, no, it's holiday weekend for Halloween usually, so it's busy anyway. So with travel, they're anticipating about 60 million people on the roads this year, and I think similar amount up in the plains. And so I always kind of give you guys some holiday travel tips, some things to think about, which a lot of you might not. So when it comes to the plains, all right, you need to anticipate that you're going to have a delayed flight. Go to FlightAware. FlightAware is actually showing that the airports are doing pretty good. All right, there are some delays. There are some delays, not a lot of cancellations yet. So knock on wood, so far so good. I do not want to jinx it. But I recommend go to FlightAware so you kind of, you know, see what you're up against or just check on your flight. That's probably easier. Make sure you have extra change of clothes. Make sure you have food on you. And I usually pack food before I get to the airport. You can't pack any drinks, but I pack food because the food's so expensive at the airport. But expect delays. When you have kids, I would always pack extra food, extra wipes, diapers, things like that, because they would always throw up on a plane or something. So I'd have that. Toothbrush. Make sure you have your toothbrush with you. Make sure you have your medications with you. A lot of times, people will be like, well, I have my iPad or my, you know, headphones, or they have whatever with their carry-on, and all their medicines are in cargo. Well, if you're going to be stuck overnight, you need to access your medicine. So make sure you have your medicines with you. Also, I like to carry on sanitary wipes. We know that MRSA, E. coli, things can sit, even COVID, can sit on that tray, on those armrests. So wipe everything down. When you go to the bathroom, it's going to be dirty. You know, you cover the seat and, you know, watch, you know, with the door, things like that. I think we've all kind of gotten a microbiology crash course with COVID. But you realize people are sick. There's a lot of COVID and flu right now. And it's interesting because I'm telling patients, okay, don't travel. You're obviously sick. Don't travel. They're like, oh, yeah. Oh, of course. I'll cancel my flight. They're not canceling their flight. Nobody's canceling their flight because they don't get their money back if they're sick. Yeah, I've made flights, and I'm like, if somebody in my family gets COVID, you know, how do we do a refund? They go, you don't. Travel insurance doesn't cover it. So, yeah, people are traveling when they're sick. One thing I also tell everybody to do is, you know how you have the air vent above you on a plane? Have it right in front of you, blowing not on your head, but right in front of you. So as these little bugs come by, the wind will blow it away. Now, I don't like to do that all the time because it blows to my kids, because I usually sit with my kids, and I always sit in between them. even though they're adults now, they'll fight, you know, or they'll, like, you know, try to, like, screw around with each other, so I'm in the middle. And then what do? They now try to squish me. Hey, you want to squish Mom? Yeah. I'm sorry, I just hate. Let's squish Mom. So then they just kind of squish me. I'm like, stop it! Stop it, stop it! Stewardess comes, flight attendant comes, is there a problem here? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, no. My mom is crazy. Do you want a zip tire? Okay, shut up. So my boys have a lot of fun on the plane. I don't. Don't sit next to somebody who's sick. If it looks like somebody is sick and you're going to have to sit with them for 5-6 hours, don't. It's just not worth it. And I know you're thinking, but I need to get to where I need to go. You don't want to be sick. So I would take a different flight. Make sure you have some N95 respirators with you, some masks. I know wearing a mask on a plane is painful. I can't breathe with a mask on a plane. But if you think you are sitting next to somebody who's sick or you hear the coughing behind you, you at least will have a mask. So please carry a mask with you just in case. Remember to wash your hands. Avoid sitting in aisle seats. They've done studies where they found that if you're in the aisle, you're more exposed than if you're by the windows. And it's because you have the people waiting to go potty, people walking by. Even though, honestly, you're only talking a few feet between the aisle and the window, it does make a difference. So try to avoid aisle seats if you can. Use your own pillow. Bring your own pillow. I don't like to use the hotel pillows because they're just too thick and my neck gets out of alignment and then it hurts. So I bring my own pillows. Bring extra pillowcases because then you could use them on the plane. You could use them in the car when you drive. But don't forget to pack extra pillowcases. Eat a balanced diet. Make sure you're well rested. Stay hydrated. And then road safety. So if you're going to be stuck on the roads, all right, we talked about what to do if you're in snow. Please pack up in your car food, blankets, water, first aid kit, kitty gravel, kitty litter. Pack kitty litter. Because if you get stuck in mud or snow, you can use that for some traction. I might not do that much. You still might need, you know, a cat or whatever those are to pull you out. Not a real cat. But bring some kitty litter. Make sure you have flashlights. Pack as if you're going to get stranded. Pack as if you're camping. And I know you're just going to grandma's house, you know, but you're just keep in mind that there could be a problem on the road. If there's an idiot tailgating you, if there's an idiot doing road rage, let them go. There's going to be shootings on the freeway because we've got complete idiots out there. Let it go. All right? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, I had to clear my throat. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I am not a big fan of Black Friday. I got screwed on Black Friday. So when I hear that there's Black Friday deals, I'm like, yeah, right. Now, I'm sure some of you will get some amazing deals. I know Amazon has some out there, and there are these, what are they called, those door, not door stoppers, but, you know, you walk into the door and it catches your eye, and then you, those door specials, whatever they are. So some of you might do well. I didn't. I told you what happened. I was at a very common big box store the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, so it would be today, but maybe about 12, 15 years ago, had to have been about maybe 15 years ago, and my son was younger, I think it was 7, 8 years old, and he wanted, he loved Spider-Man, so there was a Spider-Man bike, so I'm like, I'm going to get the Spider-Man bike, and I asked the guy to take it down, and he goes, what are you getting now for? I go, because it could be more expensive after Thanksgiving, you know, for Christmas. He's like, no, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be cheaper, so wait, come in Friday, get here at 6 a.m. I'll be here. I'll get it down for you. And you'll be happy that you saved some money. So I'm like, okay. I mean, he wouldn't bring me the bike. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'll come back on Friday. So I came back on Friday early, went straight to go to the bike. Not only was the bike gone, maybe he bought it for his kid, who knows, but all the bikes were $20 more. And again, this was years ago. And I was ticked because you just couldn't get the bike down yourself. You needed help. I don't like to complain. I don't like to go to the manager. I just don't buy Black Friday gifts at that store. In fact, I haven't done that in years. Not to get them back. It's just I had such a bad experience. I just don't go there to buy Black Friday gifts. But Black Friday has a very interesting history. So we all say, oh, yeah, Black Friday. A lot of us don't realize what it actually is. So for those of you that need something to talk about at Thanksgiving tomorrow, you could bring up these 9 not-so-fun facts about Black Friday. And don't worry, I'm going to have it in an article for you guys. So first, the original meaning of Black Friday is not what you think. They believe the first Black Friday was September 24th, 1869. Jay Gould and Jim Fisk were railroad executives and Wall Street cutthroats, from what we understand. And they devised a plan to boost gold sales through a scheme that indirectly involved President Ulysses S. Grant. He was going to unwittingly avoid selling Treasury gold. They talked him into maybe doing that. Don't sell gold now. So they bought up a bunch as much as possible. They thought that would then decrease supply so they would make more money on gold. When Ulysses S. Grant got wind of this, he's like, oh, hell no, opened up the treasury so people could buy gold. Besides them, the prices dropped. The problem is not only did the gold market crash, but everybody did. The market crashed. Farmers had huge losses. Speculators became financially ruined. One even committed suicide, and that day was known as Black Friday. Now, where did the Black Friday, as we know it, get its name? So that gets credit Philadelphia. In the late 50s, the day after Thanksgiving was chaotic with shoppers. There were traffic jams, and there were tourists coming in for the annual Army-Navy game. By the 1960s, Philadelphia police officers would call this chaotic day Black Friday. Now, retailers didn't necessarily take that name on until the 90s. Yeah, I don't remember growing up as a kid there being something called Black Friday. I just remember people would go shopping the day after Thanksgiving. So we didn't really use that term ubiquitously until the 90s, but it got coined in the 1960s for the chaos that happened the day after Thanksgiving. Now, Black Friday also implies profits. So, because people think black, like Black Monday, the stock market crash in the 80s, Black Friday doesn't mean anything bad. Black means, rather than you being in the red, you're in the black. Black Friday would give retailers a chance to make a profit or get in the black. So, Black Friday is what many retailers rely on to stay in the black. Now, it always wasn't the day after Thanksgiving. President Lincoln proclaimed the last Thursday in November to be officially Thanksgiving Day. But in November 1939, Thanksgiving ended up falling on November 30th. That screwed a lot of retailers over because it only left 25 days of shopping for Christmas. Coming off the Great Depression, retailers are like, look, we need as many days as possible. So the National Retail Dry Goods Association requested to move Thanksgiving back a week. It was originally denied by FDR in 1933, but he was finally convinced to change it in 1939 to the third Thursday in November. Or no, it was denied in 33, but FDR changed it in 1939 to the third Thursday in November. So one of the reasons why we celebrate Thanksgiving the third Thursday is so retailers can make money. A lot of you guys probably didn't know that. Pretty cool. This did cause widespread confusion as some states celebrated it on the fourth Thursday, others the third. So FDR and Congress had to decree that Thanksgiving falls, oops, not the third Thursday, but now the last Thursday of every November, no matter if it's late or not. So I'm sorry, last Thursday of every November is now Thanksgiving because FDR and Congress made it happen. Black Friday, by the way, is not the busiest shopping day. Everybody thinks Black Friday is the busiest shopping day. It's not. It's the day before Christmas. That's when people are like, "Dope, I forgot something." Also, a lot of people still have to work on Friday, on Black Friday. So I'm working all weekend. I'm not going anywhere. So a lot of people don't have time to shop on Black Friday. And so Black Friday is not the busiest shopping day. Not all prices drop for Black Friday. I learned that one. There are doorbuster sales that a lot of people get. Many stores now have a captive audience. So you might get caught at the door with some sales. But when you go to the back, you're going to notice those candles are more expensive. Wrapping papers are more expensive. Christmas cards are more expensive. A lot of things are more expensive. So shipping, all that. So keep in mind, not all prices drop. If you do want to go shopping for some things, and I don't want you to lose money, if you think prices are going to drop, but if you think prices are going to go up, you might want to do your shopping today. Just a thought out there. Now, Black Friday, beginning on Thursday, was started during the Great Recession. Now, remember I told you they've started to change the Great Recession date, saying that the Great Recession ended in 2009? No. Many sources say, okay, the Great Recession happened through the teens. So in 2011, some of you remember, Black Friday started on Thanksgiving. And you're like, what the hell is going on? So all these stores have to be open. They have to staff. A lot of stores opened at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day because people would eat at 2. That'd be done. And they're like, well, why not go shopping tonight? And these stores could grab some extra retail. So during the Great Recession, we spoke about this on the show. The recession did not end in 2009. But during the Great Recession, in 2011, Walmart wanted to be ahead of the curve and opened on Thanksgiving evening. Then Macy's, Target, they all opened after turkey dinner. Then multiple Thanksgiving night openings happened. It happened yearly. And so eventually, though, because of staff shortages, we're starting to see places closed now again on Thursday. And I agree with that. Let people have a day with their family. But I understand during the recession, it was rough and these retailers wanted to get a head start. Black Friday is one of the deadliest shopping days of the year. In 2017, Action 3 News reported 412 shoppers died that year due to stampedes, stabbings, shootings, and other violence. Now, I don't have numbers since then, but look at what happened at Walmart with that manager shooting his employees. I am so fearful that there's going to be some idiot that decides to kill a bunch of shoppers. So please be careful out there, but it is one of the deadliest shopping days of the year. Another thing I didn't know is 12% of Black Friday shoppers are drunk. They're off work. They're either coming off a turkey dinner if they're shopping Thursday night, but 12% of Black Friday shoppers might be drunk. That's according to Retail Me Not. So, it's fascinating how things have changed. But, keep in mind, things are going to be more expensive, not only because of inflation, but because these companies are scared. These companies, Amazon, I think, has to fire 10,000 people. We know Disney might be firing, a lot of tech companies firing, a lot of people losing their jobs. And I think these companies know that people are not going to be spending from January, February, March, so they want to make their money now. Shop smartly, and we'll talk about ways to save money. So you can get more longevity for your buck. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If you're planning on heading out of town for the Thanksgiving holiday, get ready for lots of company on the roads and at the airports. AAA is projecting over 54 million Americans will be traveling 50 miles or more during the holiday period. That would be one of the busiest ever and at pre-pandemic levels.
People really want to get together with family and friends. They, for whatever reason, whether it's because they haven't gotten to travel a lot during the pandemic or they simply just enjoy it so much, they're making leisure travel a priority, and they might be cutting back in other areas of their lives, but they're definitely wanting to get back out there.
Axia Diaz is a AAA spokesman. That audio courtesy of Fox News. Final preparations are being made in New York City for the 96th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So apparently in one of, I think it's the D.C. school district, students in Washington, D.C. are going to have to show proof of a negative COVID test if they want to come back to school after Thanksgiving break. Now, even though cases have been falling in D.C., I mean, we are going to be dealing with COVID. We are. I'm seeing it in most of the country. But are we really going to now test with outdated tests? A lot of these tests are outdated. These rapid tests, I don't think, are picking them up. I don't think many of them are right. I think they were designed for the previous, the old wild type strain. Now, some of them are picking it up day one. Other people, they are coming up positive for days. So now you are going to require these tests that could be faulty to decide if your kids get to come back to school. And what about those individuals that test positive for weeks or months? So in D.C., public school pupils are going to have to show a negative COVID test on Sunday, November 27th. Now, some of you might ask, but what if they got the vaccine? Doesn't matter. Even if they're vaccinated, they still have to show proof. So it makes you wonder, why are we forcing the vaccine? Because I'm sure these parents are pretty ticked. So case rates in D.C. have been falling since the start of the year. They will go up, though. They dropped 39% in the week ending November 16th to just 268 cases out of a population of 7 million. Now, also keep in mind that, and one reason they might be doing this, and I am not defending them in any, at any level, but one reason why they might be doing this is people aren't getting tested for COVID. They're home. They might be calling telemedicine. I'm seeing a lot of pink eye. So I'm telling parents, look, if they're coughing and sneezing with this pink eye, keep in mind they could also have COVID. But if parents aren't testing them, if parents aren't bringing them into the doctor, that 268 case number is really low and is falsely low. So D.C. schools are probably like, well, we got this, you know, going on, and so we want to limit it. But we also have RSV. We also have flu. So why are we just testing for COVID? I mean, if you really are worried about infectious disease, why aren't you swabbing for strep, RSV, looking for rotavirus, which causes diarrhea in young kids? Hepatitis? The randomness of you need to test for COVID. You have to have a negative COVID test is a little ludicrous because there's so many things kids have right now. There's rhinovirus, adenovirus, other coronaviruses besides COVID. Flu, pneumonia, strep, ear infections, hand, foot, mouth. Now I get if a child has any of these, they have to go home. But to have a child who's asymptomatic and not sick to, you know, have to show this and not come back, I told you guys what we really need to do. And I know it's not popular, but somebody has to say it, is we need to change the 3 to 3.5 month summer break to a shorter summer break and extend winter break. If kids were off from Thanksgiving until New Year's. Now, I know that's not popular. I get it, because we have to work and we want our kids in school. But a lot of the colds and the illness happens during that time. So why do we have to have a 3 to 3.5 month long summer break for kids who get bored? They forget what they learned. Kids need to be learning all the time. Why not shorten summer break and lengthen winter break? Then you have less people sick for, making other people sick at school. I don't know. And I know that's not popular because the teachers are like, but I like my summer break. I like having 3 months off. And the average family doesn't have the money to travel for 3 months. And these kids really start to regress on what they've learned. It's been something we've seen the whole time. And what really blows my mind is your kids become teenagers and you say, okay, go get a summer job. And like, what are you talking about? Summer break. And then you try to explain to them you never get a summer break again in your life, with the exception of being a teacher. You will always work June, July, and August. No, it's summer break. I go, no. There's no such thing as summer break in real life as a grown-up. I made my kids take summer school. I just wanted them to still stay active and learn. We didn't have the money to travel for 3 months. I mean, maybe we took a weekend here and there. Maybe we took a week off. But I'm like, look, if you guys aren't going to work a job and you're too young to work, then do summer school. But, I mean, if they're really going to be making kids come back from Thanksgiving and stay home and then miss out and now teach. And by the way, that's hard on teachers, too, to have half the kids out, half the kids in, and then they're struggling as to getting people all caught up. You know, I think we just really need to rethink what we're doing for winter break. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, we did get a little bit of guidance from Dr. Ashish Jha. And Ashish Jha is the White House Coronavirus Respondents Coordinator. And he suggests that when you guys have Thanksgiving and you're with the family, you talk about COVID vaccines. I know. That's the conversation they want you to have. Remember, they don't want you to talk about inflation. They don't want you to talk about Biden's poll numbers. They'd rather you talk about the COVID-19 vaccine. And at a press briefing, he has rolled out the Biden administration's plan for a six-week sprint to convince Americans to take the updated COVID-19 vaccine shots before the end of the year. The campaign includes hundreds of millions of dollars in new funding for community health centers to increase the pace of vaccinations. But Dr. Jha said every American needs to step up and be involved in conversations on vaccination as well. Bottom line is that what we're doing, everything we can in the next 6 weeks, help families get their updated COVID shots by the end of the year because it's the best protection for this winter. He said that the COVID vaccine is not a once-a-year shot like the flu shot. And that is why people aren't getting it. Now, I did, because I wanted to let you guys, I told you guys I was going to get the updated. I wasn't going to get the other boosters. I was going to wait for the new one. So I made good. I don't BS on the show. I got mine. I wasn't as miserable as I was when I got the original vaccines, but it did mess me up for about a month where I couldn't do my mammogram and I had chest pain and breast swelling and underarm lymph node swelling, and it was not easy. But I will, you know, again, let you know if I end up getting COVID this winter or not. And for me, since I'm around, you know, a lot of older individuals, when I take them to bingo and because of what I do, I just don't have time to get sick. I'm always busy. I haven't taken a day off since 2019, but this is my busy season. And so I have to be working. Now, people are a little nervous about mask mandates. Masking and social distancing is now being asked to be encouraged or even mandated by the HHS. There's a report where they want to either have people encourage it or mandate it because they want to protect people from COVID and the possibility of suffering from long COVID. Now, this report was commissioned by the HHS and produced by research agency Conforma. Calls for a broad range of government policies to help people who continue to deal with the lingering effects of COVID. These policies include an awareness campaign, funding for long COVID support groups, financial support for students and workers, and new health benefits. More spending, spending, spending. If they reinstate a mask mandate, it's not going to be popular. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, yeah, you know, if you Google some of the best early Black Friday sales, there's a lot of stuff out there. And so, it might be a little overwhelming. And me personally, I'm not shopping. I don't even know what my budget is. I'm going to probably ask, you know, the family. I mean, I do my immediate family, but with, you know, friends and all that, maybe more of like a Secret Santa thing, because it's just a lot. Well, Amazon already has early Black Friday deals. If you go to their website, there's a button. I looked at some of them. They were okay. I didn't really see any number earth-shattering, but keep in mind, I am looking through the lens of 2019 still. I know what a coffee maker should cost. I know what a vacuum should cost. I know what headphones should cost. I bought an Oculus Quest 2 a couple years ago for the holidays for the kids. And it was 200 something. Now it's $399. So that's a lot. So the prices are going up. But Amazon has some deals. Hulu, 75% off monthly price for a year. So for those of you looking at buying Hulu, this might be the time to do it. Walmart has site-wide Black Friday deals. Samsung, especially on Samsung Galaxy devices. I don't know exactly how much usually a Samsung phone is. Just make sure it didn't go up in price the last couple months. And that's what I think I've seen. I've seen a lot of prices go up. So that when they say, look, we're selling it for this, and you see it's 30% off, you're like, wow, 30% off. But somebody's like, but wasn't it cheaper in August? So, look out for that. But Samsung says they're having sales. According to USA Today, Kate Spade Surprise has a up to 75% off site-wide. Nordstrom, up to 60% off select fall styles. Solo Stove has 40% off all fire pit bundles. Bed Bath & Beyond has major discounts on furniture, bedding, and bath essentials. Now, is Bed Bath & Beyond the one that was filing bankruptcy? Or Chapter 11? I think so. So look and see what's going on with that. Pottery Barn, they have deals of up to 50% off on furniture, decor, bedding. Wayfair also has low prices on furniture, bedding, dinnerware, and other home goods. The trick to this is, people, is don't rush. We talk about Black Friday being one of the most dangerous holidays, and it's because people are rushing. They're racing. You don't have to rush. If you don't have that desperation, if you don't have that rush, then you don't overspend. I know it's not the sexiest gift, but I think a gift card is fantastic. In fact, when somebody gives me a gift card as a gift, I actually love it because it's so hard for somebody to give me something that I really don't need. And if somebody gives me a gift card, I could spend it whenever. And I could also spend it when the prices go down. A lot of us are like, I don't want to spend over $25. I don't want to spend over $50. I don't want to spend over $100. And then you end up going shopping and you're like, but this doesn't look like a $100 gift. And then you add tax, you add gift wrapping, and you're like, okay, wait a second, I just spent $120. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but now with registries for, because now a lot of my students and a lot of my friends' kids are getting married. So I go, give me a registry site so I can see where you're registered. So I go online, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'll spend $150. Well, then you find something for $150, and by the time you do tax and shipping, it's almost $200. So then you're like, okay, wait a second, my budget is $150. So I need to find something now in the $120 range. But then you're thinking, but then they're going to think I only spent $120 because they're not going to realize I did, shipping and tax. I don't want people thinking I only bought a $120 gift when I actually spent $150. So luckily, many of these couples have something called the Honey Pot, or they have the Honeymoon Fund, or they want to buy something, and there's a fund that you could donate for that. So now, if I spend $150 or $200 or $250 for a gift, they know. Now, these sites will charge an extra fee, but it's still nothing like shipping and tax. So, and I know gift cards aren't very sexy, but the average person a lot of times doesn't like the gift you got them. Now, if you have a partner, if you have a loved one, you are going to have to get them something that they could, cherish. But if it's, family that you're like, I got to buy them a gift, I got to give them something, give them a gift card. Amazon has a bunch of Black Friday specials. They have a Unicoda 12-inch gas pizza oven. for a 12-inch pizza. It looks exquisite, but it's $319.99. They said you could save up to $80. So are you telling me that was $400 at one time? There's an espresso machine. Most espresso machines should be under $100, but who knows? Maybe this is fancy. This is on sale for $109.99. There's a vacuum, a Shark Navigator Lift vacuum. Most vacuums are under $100, I thought. I mean, a really good vacuum is supposed to be about $100. This vacuum is on sale for $169.99. I could be wrong. Maybe a vacuum like that is supposed to be $200, maybe. I don't know. They have a the Shark Ion Robot Vacuum for $149. Okay. A bread maker for $59. Most bread makers are about $60. So for it to be $59 with everything going on, I guess that's okay. A Vortex air fryer. An instant Vortex air fryer oven. That's at $99. So that might not be bad. Air fryers are pretty damn cool. They have a waffle maker for $26. So, you know, you might be able to find some deals. Personally, I think there's cheaper ways of doing things. Like I said, if you have a big office or a big family and you can't buy for 20, 30 people, do Secret Santa. It saves time, saves money. Everybody gets a gift. It's fun. It's impossible to buy for everybody. If you do, though, have to get everybody something in an office setting or whatever, as I told you guys, you could get like a little $5 coffee, either Starbucks or the coffee place. Cards. Let's say there's 30 people, and you're like, well, how do I get gifts for 30 people? Get a big basket, get 30 of those $5 gift cards, put a whole bunch of candy and goodies in the basket. For under $160, $170, you just gave everybody something kind of cool. Now, okay, if it's an employee, you need to give, a good gift. But if it's one of your friend's companies, and you're like, well, I need to bring something to the staff and bring something to the owner. Sometimes that could go a long way rather than just skipping it because it's too expensive. If you have somebody into coffee, I told you, get them a little coffee mug. Get them some specialty coffees. Maybe throw a Starbucks or a coffee place gift card in there. Wrap it in some cellophane or wrapping paper, and it's a really cute gift. Same thing with somebody who cooks. Get a little basket, throw a bunch of or get a bowl or a pan. Throw a bunch of spices in there, a couple cooking utensils, maybe a little recipe book. Wrap it up. You could get away with this stuff for, $25, $30. Gardening, similar. Tools. So we'll talk about more ideas. But be safe out there, guys. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product,
great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.